Look, Bumble knows you're exhausted by dating. All the, must not take yourself too seriously, and 6-1 since that matters, and what do I even say other than, hey? Well, that's why they're introducing an all-new Bumble, with exciting features to make compatibility easier, starting the chat better, and dating safer. They've changed, so you don't have to. Download the new Bumble now.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
This episode is brought to you by Shopify. Forget the frustration of picking commerce platforms when you switch your business to Shopify, the global commerce platform that supercharges your selling wherever you sell. With Shopify, you'll harness the same intuitive features, trusted apps, and powerful analytics used by the world's leading brands. Sign up today for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/tech, all lowercase. That's shopify.com/tech.
Five, four, three, two, one, go.
And you can tell I won't, but I won't, but I won't, man. No time to talk.
Some CPR, but let's go. What's up, y'all? Welcome back to the No Chaser Podcast. I'm Tim Chantarangsu. We out here. Ricky Shucks is still out sick for that second episode, but it's okay because we got a very, very, very special guest today. Wow. I've internet known this girl for a very long time.
Yeah.
We've been as close as across the club from each other.
Yeah.
But we have never actually like face-to-face had a conversation and met. Yeah. So I'm very excited about this.
Me too.
Make some noise for Brittany Renner.
Wow.
I mean, wow.
Wow.
Look at
thought?
This. This is crazy.
Not me.
First of all, look. Not me. Who would have thought? Not me. First of all, this is the first episode of 2024, just so you know. We are starting this year off.
Hot.
Real hot.
Spicy.
Brittany Renner. A one-on-one.
One-on-one.
This is intimate. Usually I got my co-host, my boy Rick, here with me. But this time, it's just you and me, girl.
Yeah, it's just us.
How you feel?
I mean, I'm feeling how I'm looking, and I'm looking how I'm feeling.
Well, then I will say you probably feel great.
I feel great. Amazing.
Well, that's amazing. I love it. I'm excited for this conversation because, you know, we've never actually had one. So this is nice.
Yeah, I mean, I'm curious to know what you're curious about.
I'm curious about a bunch of things.
Okay.
A bunch of things. First thing I want to know is, how's life?
Life is life. No, actually, I really have no complaints. I'm excited for what's to come, but I'm present right now. I'm just enjoying everything. We're having a conversation.
Mm-hmm.
All is truly well. How are you?
I'm so good. I'm like low-key, like, you know, I wouldn't say I'm stressed, but...
Okay.
Navigating, here, we can talk about this.
Okay.
Navigating, you know, still like really like grinding and making moves and working at my like what I'm trying to make the most full potential of what I'm doing while balancing babies.
Mm.
It's a lot, you know,
mm-hmm.
And like I'm tired.
Yeah.
I don't lie. I'm tired. And I know you're a mom.
Yes.
Like how old is your baby now?
My baby's 2.
Your baby's 2 years old.
Yeah.
Oh, so fun.
Yeah.
Isn't that great?
Yeah, he's very, he knows what he wants.
Yeah.
Yeah.
When does he turn 3?
May 5th. He's Cinco de Mayo, baby.
Okay, dope, dope.
How old are your kids?
My girl turns 3 February 16th.
Okay, Aquarius.
Yeah. And my boy, he's 9 months now. He'll be 1.
Oh my goodness.
He'll be 1 March 21st.
Okay, so he's a Taurus as well, I believe.
Yeah.
So what's been like the hardest thing? Because I know you had the one. So now it's like you have the newer baby, 9 months old. Like, do you think it's just the amount of, like, what's like has changed, you feel like?
Man, Brittany Renner, let me tell you. We thought we were tired with the first one. Mm-hmm. Until the second one came along. And I'm like, oh, I yearn for the days of the first one in terms of like personal time. You know what I'm saying? Because like, I'm really trying to be like around. I want to be like present. You feel me? So it's like a lot of it is, you know, I plan these shoots around nap times. So I'm gone when they're napping, you know. Okay. So it's not like wifey at home with the two babies. Oh, we got a nanny and shit now. But like, you know, I try to be gone when it's convenient. And when I'm back, you know, I'm in it. You know,
hands
what I'm
on.
I'm hands mm-hmm. on. So then, but then, like, also for me, if I want to be creative, like my best time, in like before the babies was like between 9 and 2 a.m. You feel me? Where I would just be up, the world is asleep. I can just write, do my shit, you know. But now, after the babies are down, and I'm like, and I'm showered, and the kitchen is clean, and I'm like, okay, cool. Let me get on my laptop to write. Like, I knock the fuck out. I'm tired.
Yeah, because you need the rest.
I'm so sleepy.
Yeah.
You know, so that's the struggle, is trying to find like a new balance for my life that I've never had to do before, you know.
I think you're doing a great job, though. I feel like the fact that you've been able to juggle and you're hands-on, showing it can be done, still being creative, still making moves, still being, you know, the breadwinner in your household. Like, I mean, that takes a lot. That's a lot.
Thank you. I'm trying.
Yeah.
I'm trying.
I think you even should say you're stop trying. Like, you're not trying, you're doing.
Oh, I'm just being pretend humble. I know I'm doing great. Yeah, I'm killing it. I'm doing great.
Yeah.
Well, how about for you? Like, you know, motherhood. It's a beautiful thing. It's fun. Are you having a good time?
I think it's been a lot of fun. I think one of the things I love the most about my son is how curious he is about life and just how he interacts with the world around him. Mm-hmm. I think that's what I've been enjoying the most. And I think for me, I have a lot of help, you know, my mom, Jerry, my sister, mm-hmm. my friends. I have a lot of people who are hands-on, all hands on deck. So I think that I still have, even though it has been an adjustment because I hate being away from him, mm-hmm. It still is a very privileged situation. Like whether, you know, whether it's nanny, whether it's daycare, whether it's family, it's nice to have that help because it's like you can easily lose yourself and your identity mm-hmm. in your kids when you don't have people to assist you. So
100%.
Yeah.
And I'm trying to maintain all that too. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
So that's what I'm really just trying to figure out right now.
Yeah.
And like, so for you, oh, let me ask you this then. You know, I feel like this might be like a little cliche question, but how do you feel that motherhood has changed you or how you moved or just like perspectives you had on life?
Well, I will say one of the first major changes was having a deeper empathy for men. So there, my son was maybe about like 2 weeks old and he was just like, like kicking in the little, the changing station.
Yeah.
And I'm like looking down at him and I'm just like, oh, like these are how these people's sons were at one point in time. Like they were so sweet and innocent and helpless.
Yeah.
There's a few people that after I had my son, I apologized too.
Word.
Yeah, I did because I'm just like, man, imagine if someone treated my son like that.
The way you treated boys?
Yeah.
Oh, interesting.
Yeah, I would not have liked that. So I think I have a deeper empathy for men. Mm. And then I think the other part is like really following my heart because how am I going to encourage my son to follow his if I don't follow mine? So I think just really getting honest with myself about why I do what I do, what do I want to do, what do I like, mm-hmm. Getting clear on that.
Okay.
So he has really inspired me to dig a lot deeper.
That's dope. That's dope. Well, what did you do to men in the past like that you felt bad about?
This one particular guy that I'm thinking about, like we had a pretty good friendship, like a pretty good foundation for a friendship.
Okay.
And we did what we did. We had sis one time, and I just stopped talking to him. Ah. And like he had reached out, and like he was a good person, not my person, but he was a good person. And ghosting him and treating him as if he was nothing or our friendship meant nothing to me was a reflection of myself. It was not him. So after I had my son, I literally like wrote him and I apologized. Like, you didn't deserve that.
Oh, because you're looking at your little boy on the change.
Yeah, because I'm just like, oh my God, I'm such a bitch. Like, you know.
We've all been there though, man.
Yeah.
We've done that shit in our past. I definitely have sent some, I haven't. I do feel bad. Fuck. I feel bad. I don't know if I've sent apology text. I had my ex on here and I did a whole episode.
Are you serious?
Yeah. I had like, it was my ex-girlfriend. I was with her for like 4 years. And becoming just like just growing older and kind of like realizing some things. Same shit. This was like kind of outside of just having babies though. I realized like, oh shit, I might have like gaslit her, and I was kind of
a time or two.
Yeah, you know, I maybe a little bit, maybe gaslit her, and so and also you know, I just wanted to catch up and I know she has some shit she wanted to say, so we had a conversation on here.
That is really cool.
You know, I thought we were cool, so I was like, why not? You know. And like for sure, as soon as I was like, you know what, maybe I might have like gaslit you. She's like, you did. I was like, oh, I didn't even know what that shit meant back then, all right?
Right.
But you know, now you grow older, you learn some things, and you kind of realize, you know, your past transgressions.
Yeah, and you can just own them and move forward.
I for sure have like, you know, there's some situations, some dealings in my past where I was like, I shouldn't have ghosted in that way, you feel me? Yeah. I could have probably provided some reasons or like given some closure on this situation.
Any type of context.
Yeah, right. Some context.
Yeah.
That's fucked up, right?
Kind of, yeah.
Yeah, yeah.
But it's like you said, we've all done it. And then it's like, I've had it done to me as well. So it's like when it happened to me, I was like, oh, this doesn't feel good. But it's still, at that time, I think when I saw my son in the little changing thing, waiting for me to, you know, change his diaper and stuff, I was just like, oh my goodness, you know, it just wasn't cool.
But isn't it fun when you ghost somebody and then you can go back and still hit them up to smash because it never officially ended and they still have it? They still are holding on to something.
That's sad. Respect yourself. Fuck. Please. It wasn't like for me to like spin the block clear my conscience, but I think a lot of people are open to just like spinning the block or having sex again when really they should just respect themselves and be like, okay, it didn't work out for a reason.
Word.
Yeah.
That's facts. Or maybe it didn't close for a reason. So you can go back and keep spinning the block.
I have mixed feelings about that.
Yeah.
I think I have a lot of judgment towards, okay, if we didn't get it right the first time, and I'm talking like a valid effort.
You're like, talking about an actual, like we're trying to date. And
yeah. I feel like if you're coming back a second time, what would be different?
Mm-hmm.
So, but I do think that that is a healthy mentality to have, which is like, you don't ever want to close it, I guess. Yeah. I'm going to close it. Maybe I don't lock it.
I think we're talking about different shit right now because you were talking about like actual like dating.
Are you talking about just sex?
Well, because there have been situations where it started off like I was like maybe dating somebody and I felt like she was coming on way too strong in the early stages of it. And I was like, I need to chill because I'm not like there yet.
Yeah.
And so, but this, I was like, so yeah, this is like, I'm talking about like 21 type shit, right?
Oh,
I'm okay, she's doing too much. I'm just not going to pick up the phone anymore, you know?
Yeah.
But then since we always kind of stayed kind of cool, we could just hit each other up for like, you know, casual dealings. And it was never like officially like, oh, I never like really like fucked her over too much where she was like, okay, yeah, come through. But she might've been a little confused.
Well, yeah. I mean, and I think my next question to you would be is like, why are those conversations still happening? Like, why do you need to be like cool with an ex? Like, why does it got to be anything?
Well, that's the beauty of it. It wasn't an ex. It was just something that just fizzled out. And so then we could still, like, when I was just doing my thing, I could like be like, hey, let's kick it. And then she was down to kick it, you know?
Yeah. It sounds complicated.
But it wasn't.
It's like there was that comfort and safety of that familiarity. And then it was like, but still kind of murky because it couldn't have been just sex. Or maybe.
Yeah, but they were, it was.
I don't think anything is ever just sex.
Never ever?
Depends on your awareness. Because I've had like, oh, I'm just having sex. But it's still spiritual unification.
Is that how you feel?
Yeah, it's just a perspective. I'm not saying it's worldly truth yet.
No,
it's,
I got you.
It's my perspective now.
I got you. I'm learning about it. So like, how about like a one-night stand situation?
I've had a few of those and I wouldn't like let my energy leak like that again. Like I would never like create that tie because even though it was, okay, these guys I really don't care about. Something happened to you, who cares, bitch?
Yeah.
You know, but I think now with the awareness I have, like I could never just, like I'm letting you into my power portal and it's just like, oh, I guess I won't talk to you never. Like,
yeah.
Why?
I feel you.
We're still spiritually unifying.
Okay, so at what point did it become for you where you were like, okay, yeah, we're just fucking. He's in my portal, maybe it wasn't your spiritual power portal yet. At what point for you did it become, this is my spiritual power portal, not just anybody can get access to this? What changed? Because as someone who's following you for a long time, mm-hmm. I've seen the change in different perspectives from you. You feel me?
Yeah.
Where it's like, yeah, you've changed your mind on some things, right?
Of course.
So like what hit that switch for you?
I think for me, when I became single, my baby's 2.5 months old, now I'm back into the world. Mm-hmm. That's when I started to realize, okay, hold on a second. Mm-hmm. Like, this isn't just sex. This isn't just something that I'm just going to, like, go through and do. And I do think that after having a baby, I had deeper conversations with myself, like, what am I doing? Like, if it's somebody that I can't even bring around my son someone that I would be proud to be, like, just out and about with, like, why am I giving them my body if I don't trust them?
So then it's like, for what?
Yeah, it's for what? So I think for me, I really had to, like, after having a baby, because at this point, you have to understand too, like, men and women, we are seen differently once we have kids, right? So it's like, once you have a kid, you're not supposed to be kidding around anymore. Right. But as a woman, people are looking at you like, all right, make your next move your best move. Mm. So I think there's probably a little bit of unnecessary pressure I put on myself to do better, but also just the accountability where I did want better for my life. I know I had given my body senselessly to guys. You know what I mean? Like, I mean, it's just the truth. Like, for no fucking reason, for some tequila and a good time, you know, just some cuddles. I thought I was going to ding.
No, it does. You got to loosen it a little bit.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
I've been dying to do that this whole time.
You got to loosen it. You hit it from an angle. Oh. Angle, I said. You went right on the tip.
All right, never mind.
It's a slide to the, there you go.
Oh, okay.
See?
All right. Okay, never mind. But
so I see, it was after something came out of your power portal that you were like.
I was like, damn, I really pushed that baby out of my pussy.
I got you. Okay, well, let me ask you this then. Because I've always been pro, everybody should have a hoe stage. You feel me?
I ain't against it either.
Okay, so, but now, you know, I feel like after you've done whatever you've done and you feel like you're not doing that anymore.
Yeah.
Are you still pro hoe stage for people?
Yeah. Okay. I mean, I have strong opinions, but they're loosely held. Like, I'm not like so fucking, oh, no, you gotta live like this. No, it's just that doesn't work for me anymore. So the last time I had sex was August 17th. So it's been 4 months.
Okay, word.
Yeah. So for me, I'm like, I could go 4 more months, 4 years, whatever I gotta do. Mm. I'm just gonna flick the bean and manifest and wait for someone that I feel is worth it. So that's just, I've never really. Just like, okay, I'm not dealing with anybody, not talking to anyone, not flirting, nothing. But this is my first time I'm doing that. I'm like, okay, I feel clear.
Not even flirty?
I mean, people will write me on DMs. Like, they'll reply to my story, but it won't go further than, like, a story reply.
You're not sending no nudes in the DMs.
Fuck no. Fuck no. I'll be spread eagle on the fucking X timeline. Like,
That's on the timeline. Okay, let's talk about this then, since we're on the subject. First of all, I want to say, I didn't think 35 bodies was crazy at all.
I don't think it is either.
That shit went like viral and I was like, really? I don't know.
I think what people aren't used to is someone, number one, I feel like my list is pretty impressive, you know, but you know, yeah, I don't know. I don't know. I think people are always just like looking to confine women and be like, you can't do this. You're not wife material. And I'm just like, who cares? I'm still going to get what I want.
I mean, that's facts. And that's the thing. I feel like it's plenty of, you know, we can talk about the 35. We can talk about, let's say you had like 200 or whatever. Right?
Make it 35,000.
35,000. If somebody wanted to wife you, they're still going to wife you.
Yeah, what's written is written.
The thing about it, too, is like, I feel like for me, and this was before even like any type of like me doing anything where I was getting recognized, right? If you were in college in the dorms, after like 4 years, you're leaving with like at least like 12 or 13. You know what I'm saying?
Easily.
Easily. That's like just being 18 to 20.
Yeah.
Living your best life in the dorms. You know what I'm saying?
Making the most of being at school.
Yeah. And then you add the fact that like, you know, we're grown.
Adults, consenting adults.
We've been fucking since, how old were you when you lost your virginity?
16.
Okay. And so that's like, we got like decades of fucking, you feel me?
Yeah.
So it's like you're just gonna accumulate some Pokemon cards. You feel me? It just it kinda happens, right? So when I heard, like, when people was wilding about 35, I was like, you guys got to be young, bro.
Young and dumb.
And just not living your best life, yeah. You know? Granted, so I've never publicly shared my number. I'm not going to, but like.
Is it more than 35?
We can neither confirm nor deny. But
the fifth.
I'll say this, you know, like, and I've mentioned this before, but like there was a time where I was openly single online. And this was also just happened to like line up with like a very popping YouTube time of my life. And we were on tour.
Okay.
And so it was like, it was a lot. And it was like easy. You feel me?
So over 35, yes or no?
Potentially, yeah.
Potentially, please.
Well, yeah, something like
that. Let me answer for you. Yes.
Something like that. So, you know, And so that's why, you know, for me, I mean, and I thought my number was crazy until like I met a dude who was on tour with me who was like traditionally attractive. You feel me? Where I feel like, yeah, you know, I always say like I'm not the type of dude to walk into a room and a girl's like, oh, I'm gonna fuck this dude. But you give me like 10 minutes by the avocado and she's like, oh, I'm gonna fuck this dude, right? But this dude, another musician on tour with us, he was young. He was like, when we were like 20 something, he was probably like 19, right? And he was talking to me and the other homie, and he was like, man, y'all probably just like hugging up with so many girls, this and this and that. And he told her, he was like, man, y'all, I'm only at like, and he said his number, and we were like, what? How old are you, young man? Like he was like 19. It was correct. It was like this is crazy. And this is he looked like a Chris Brown-ish type character, you feel me? So it was like this is for a young, and he wasn't even popping. That's what's crazy. He was just good looking.
Yeah.
And so I think for, you know, attractive people like you and me, Brittany Renner, you know, it's like,
oh, come on now.
How can our numbers?
What are we supposed to do?
What like, the fuck are we supposed to do? God,
twiddle my thumbs
us.
And do nothing?
I mean, come on. Twiddle and diddle forever?
So my question is, does the number matter to you as a man?
I'm different.
Yes or no?
No.
Okay. Cool.
No.
Why doesn't it matter to you?
Well, for one, you know, I feel like as long as it's clean and I'm not getting diseased, then like why should it matter, right?
I think that's a great question.
Yeah, and I think like if I was, so we're asking like would I wife somebody, right? That has been quote unquote ran through.
You ran through.
For me to wife somebody, that means not only are they physically attractive, but like they're dope. Mentally, they make me laugh. Like I enjoy this person on so many levels that it's like, yeah, there's probably a million virgins out there, or like mad lame girls that ain't got no dick before. But if I meet like a cool ass girl who's like, yo, she's different, but okay, yes, she's got a lot of bodies. I mean, I feel like that's really, you know, like I've lived my life, I've done my thing, she's done her thing. Like we're here now. I'm not really trying to concern myself with that. You feel
me? Amen to that. And there you have it.
I mean, I'm different too, you know. It's like, I got a different perspective on shit. And that brings the question too. A lot of people ask me, like, they, you know, when I had my daughter, because like originally wifey thought we were gonna have like four daughters, right?
Mm-hmm.
And I told that to people and they're like, oh, that's that player's curse. That's that karma. And then I had my boy after the girl, and I was like, oh, ha, karma's not real. But no, I always just, you know, the thing about it is I feel like I don't wanna ever put that like negativity on her either. Like I don't want her to be like, yo, you know, like if you do this type of I want her to live her best life too. You feel me?
Absolutely.
But I also want her to realize like in while she's living her life that like, yo, double, like there is a double standard. Right, where like no matter how open-minded I am, it's like society's still gonna fucking like call her a hoe for sucking more than one dick. You feel me? Like,
right.
And then that's going to happen. I think, you know, she should know that going into life, not in like preschool, but, you know, eventually.
Jesus Christ. Yes.
But like, you know, I think that is something, the world, no matter how progressive it gets, there is always going to be that narrative. You feel
me?
And, you know, that's just kind of how it is. For you, I mean, raising a boy, in the world, and like after you just living the life you've lived, you're an author.
Mm-hmm.
You're a soccer star.
Mm-hmm. Reality TV star. Now I was on Basketball Wives.
How's that going?
It was fun. I mean chaotic and problematic in all of the most interesting ways. But there was definitely a learning curve that first season. So we'll see.
How real was it?
Very real for me. Mm. Yeah. Mm-hmm. I think that's, like, for me, I feel like I took everything very personally, too. Mm. My God. So, yeah. I mean, but I learned some things. Like I said, it was a big learning curve with that. But very interesting.
When these girls are throwing drinks on each other, is it real drinks or do they put water in your cups?
I mean, I threw a drink and it was very real. Yeah. So, and all the drinks I've seen, very real. It's very real people, very real responses. So, yeah, it was interesting.
What made you decide to do a reality TV situation?
It was something that came across my desk, and I just never questioned the platforms that I'm called to. Even if I don't understand, like, where would I fit in? What's the point of me going here? Mm. That's just not for me to know. Whether you know, God, creator, source, universe, whatever you want to call it. It's like, when I get that call from destiny, I got to pick up every time.
I feel it.
So that's why I went there. It was cool.
Are you, when you first, like, started, you know, influencing, doing social media shit, like, what was, was there like a goal, like an ultimate goal you had in your mind or?
No. I started Instagram July of 2012. So I can't do the math. Math and I departed a long time ago.
12 years.
Yeah. Almost. I was trying to think of my age because I'm 31. Mm. But no, literally when I first started, I'm trying to think how far am I going back? But I really just wanted to showcase my fitness, my body, make money from the training, like the virtual training stuff. Mm-hmm. And I just remember setting up my iPad, taking thirst traps, and I was just like, everybody's gonna know my name. And I really remember saying that. And I'm like, at the time, you know, I was in my boyfriend at the time, his parents' house, their basement in Michigan. Mm. So it was like a dollar and a dream, small town girl, real big dreams, you know. Mm. So it was just putting myself out there. I had no idea that for the next however many 12 years of my life, mm-hmm. that this would be the outcome. I've never thought that. I never had a plan. I never thought that. I mean, I was a Zumba instructor, special needs caregiver. I worked at Michael Kors, Victoria's Secret, Hooters girl. I had a lot of odd jobs. So I never thought in a million years that I could make a career out of social media.
Yeah.
So yeah, no, I didn't have some elaborate plan. I was winging it.
Isn't that crazy how that works?
Yeah. And it was just meant.
And here we are.
And here we are.
How did we start following each other?
I don't know. I'm trying to think if it was. I don't remember.
I don't remember either. That just
I just know you've always been like funny and you've always had a lot of stuff going on. And it's just like, I'm a fan of, you know, he's a funny guy.
Cool. Thanks.
Hello. Yeah.
Oh, yeah. That's what I was going to ask. Whoa. So, what is your, what would your advice be to your new boy, your boy going out into the world?
In terms of what, just dealing with the world or like anything specific?
Dealing with the world. And what if your boy wanted to be a social media influencer?
I would be like, yeah! I would be happy for him. I don't care if he wants to be an accountant, if he wants to play basketball like his dad, mm-hmm. or if he wants to create content. I just want him to be happy. So that's it.
What would you tell your boy about these women out there in the world?
Well, it is multi-layered because it depends on how far you want to take it back. Mm. Because for me, I am here to assist my son on his journey and help guide him, mm-hmm. but his soul already has a blueprint. So okay. I'm not like, get away from my son. Like, right. Women are bad. Be careful of this one. Like, it's right. He's going to have to learn his pace, his way, mm-hmm. and I'm just here to assist. So there's really isn't even any advice right now that I would give him other than just following your heart. He's going to have to learn.
I feel you.
That's it. Like, I don't think there's a certain type or a certain group or it looks a certain way for him to be cautious of. Facts. I don't feel that.
And I also feel like, you know, we know just from growing up that, like, if your parents tell you to stay away from a certain type or whatever, you're going to be, like, more curious.
You're going to be more drawn to it.
Yeah.
Look, yeah. So I just want him to learn his way.
I feel that. You know, look, I went to Catholic school for a year, and look, these strict-ass Catholic rules be making these girls crazy.
Oh, yeah. It makes you want to be just do whatever.
Yes. Yeah. Just disgusting. Inappropriate. Mm.
Sounds like fun, though. But, yeah.
Well, Brittany Renner, I know you're big into your zodiac signs and shit.
I'm still learning and understanding astrology. It's multi-layered as well.
Well, you know, I'm a Pisces too.
Get the fuck out of here.
Nope.
When's your birthday?
March 6th.
I'm February 26th.
February 26th?
Yep.
Oh, well, damn.
Oh, my God. That's awesome.
And guess what? Rising Taurus? No, Aries. Yeah. Wait. One of those. Either Aries.
What's your moon?
Capricorn.
Okay, Earth.
So tell me about myself.
Well, are you an Aries rising or are you a Taurus? You say Taurus?
I think it's Taurus.
Well, there's a lot of Earth.
Okay.
Yeah. I mean.
So what's that mean?
I mean, I feel like people who are Earth signs are generally pretty grounded. I know Capricorns, I mean, they're the goat. I mean, literally, they are the goat. So I think they're very hardworking, stable. Mm-hmm. You know, we Pisces are very mystical, magical, otherworldly. Yeah. Mm-hmm. So yeah, I feel like you literally have water. I'm sorry, water and earth, like land. You know what I mean? So it's like
I'm the perfect balance of everything. Wow, yeah. That's crazy.
Yeah, I have a Cancer rising, and then I have a Sagittarius moon.
Okay, what's all that mean?
It can get there. Yeah, people be like, "Oh, she's a sweet Pisces." Yeah, but I have a Sagittarius moon. Mm-hmm. So
you know, a lot of people online. You know, not now that we're talking about that. You know, I feel like a lot of people, you know, in the past would say like, you kind of crazy. And I feel like, you know, I never thought you were crazy. You know what I'm saying? Following you online through the years, following you on all the different social media platforms. I never thought you were crazy. I always thought you were like super smart. You know what I'm saying?
Oh, wow,
like,
thank you.
No, I thought like, you know, yeah, like I would see like, yeah, okay, yeah, delivery of sometimes the shit you were saying came off a little crazy.
In what way?
You know, I think sometimes you just goofy. So I feel like
is that really crazy?
No, I think sometimes when people online, when you see a little 30-second clip of somebody like just being goofy and like combine that with some energy and also you were like making some statements, I feel like people are like, oh, this bitch is crazy, right?
Is there something specifically you're referring to or you're just like in general?
Like in general, like I couldn't tell you specifically, but I do, I just every once in a while you would like, you were all over my Twitter feed and people were like you're just mad at something you said. You feel me? Like let me ask you this. What's something people got really mad about you for saying on Twitter? Like, because I can't think of anything specific, but if you can remember.
Let me pull up the parchment. I mean, it's a lot of things. I mean, I think one of the funnier times was when I was like, hide your sons.
Okay.
And I went to Jackson State's campus and I took a selfie and I was like, hide your sons.
Oh, yeah. People were mad about that. Yeah, for sure.
Yeah, that shit was hilarious. I just be cackling because I don't like go through and read all of it.
Yeah.
It's like I just post and go and then I just like, it's like set the whole Twitter ablaze and then you're just like, la, 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 going outside, drinking my celery juice and life goes on for me. Yeah. So, yeah, I don't know. I don't know where people get crazy, but I think it's maybe more unapologetic. People are like, I think she's smart playing crazy or crazy playing smart. I mean, bitch, both. Mm. Depends on the motherfucking day.
I mean, we're all a little crazy.
Yeah, I think the best people are.
I agree. I think if every genius is a little crazy.
Absolutely. So I take it as a compliment. I feel like people just don't understand me and they're not meant to. And it's fine. There are people who do, though, who do see me. And I'm thankful for that. But I think most people just whoosh over their head.
I think you're cool.
I think you're cool, too.
Well, thanks. Thanks, Brittany Renner. What's your middle name?
Nicole. I have a very common Brittany Nicole.
That's okay.
But Brittany Renner, you know.
Fun.
Yeah.
Is that your real name or a stage name?
That's my real name.
Dang.
Is that not your real name?
Well, yeah, my real name now is my real name, yeah.
Oh, you got to change.
Well, I was going by Timothy Del Ghetto, remember?
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
So what is it now?
My government name, Tim Chantharongsu.
Holy crap. Yeah. Oh, okay, okay. Okay, that makes sense. Yeah, I've seen that. Okay, yeah. Okay. I've definitely been saying delicate, okay.
It's okay. I'm not mad. I'm not like, yo, this is my, how dare you come, you know what I'm saying? It's just got, you know, made the change a few years ago. Do it.
Yep.
You want a shot?
No. Just still trying to ding.
You trying to have more kids or what? What's going on? What's the life plans for Brittany Renner?
Fuck.
I didn't ask you that because I'm like trying to get you drunk. I'm just saying, like,
I didn't assume that.
In the grand scheme of things, are you trying to make more babies? How do you enjoy motherhood? And you know, are you trying to do it more?
Fuck. Well, I would need a man. I can't do it by myself.
In theory.
Yeah, and I wouldn't. Yeah. I don't know. Right now, I'm happy with being one and done. Mm-hmm. I can't say that I wouldn't. I just haven't met that guy that it's like, you know what? Yeah, it makes sense to have more children. But I love just pouring into my son right now. I have one Boston Terrier and I have one son. Mm-hmm. So I got two sons. So right now, I'm just going to leave it open.
Don't let people tell you that only children come out weird because—
Are you an only child?
I am.
You're like, uh-uh, hold on.
Look, I love, and some people will say like, oh, you know, only children's are like, they're lonely, whatever. I had a great time. You know what I'm saying? I loved my only child experience. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah. One of my best friends is an only child. So mm-hmm. That's where for me, I don't let society like pressure me into like, oh, he needs a sibling. And I'm like,
yeah.
I don't know. I do like the idea of just pouring into one. But If it's written for me to have more kids, I don't have a choice. Like it's fate. So.
Okay.
We'll see.
Okay.
What about you?
Me? More kids? I mean, in the initial adventure of everything, wifey was like, you know, we're going to have like four, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
And initially I was like, yeah, cool. All right. Yeah. All right. That's what we're doing. I'm down. And when we were in the thick of it with my daughter and when my son was like 3 months and all he was doing was crying, like shitting, I was like, we're done. I'm good. No more, you know? But she was like, no, we just look, just wait till they're both sleep trained and we're on a routine again. You know, you'll feel more like normal. And then now that they're both sleep trained, she's wrong. No, I'm just playing. Now that the
Well, there's always truth in jest, so.
Now that I disagree with that. But now that they're okay. Both, I feel like the truth in jest statement, it is true in the sense that me making that joke makes it funny because it sounds true. But like that makes it funnier. But do I actually feel like she's wrong? No. So it's like, I don't know if this is actually truth. You feel me?
I think jokes are, they stem back to the subconscious. But okay, if it's not true, it's not true.
Yeah, so I'm saying. Like now that we're in it and they're both sleep trained, yes, I'm down to potentially put some more babies in her. You feel me? But is it a lot? Yeah, it's a lot.
Yeah.
Is there truth in the fact that like I'm tired? Yes.
Yeah.
Is there a little truth in all jokes? I don't necessarily believe that.
That's fine. We can have different perspectives.
Yeah, no.
That's why I don't like jokes. This shit ain't funny. You meant that shit. That's why I just personally don't like them. Yeah.
Yeah.
I think it's funny. It's just a funny way to deliver truth. But yeah. But yeah, yeah, yeah. Okay. Yeah. Well, that's cool. So like more babies on the way.
You don't like jokes?
Nope.
But you're funny.
But I'm not joking when I say shit. I'm dead ass serious.
I be joking. And also, And also, I be lying. So,
damn.
How do we? Where's the truth in that, Brittany Renner?
You be lying about shit.
I've been lying to you for a whole ass hour.
About what?
I didn't mean shit. I said to you.
About what?
Everything.
Oh well.
No, see, now that was a joke. Okay. I'm not even a Pisces. I'm a Scorpio. No, I'm just playing.
Okay. This is your shit. Whatever you want to do. You want to tank it and run into the ground? I didn't mean anything. Hey, that's you. Well, that's cool. Well, that was fun. See you guys next time. Follow me at Bundle of Brittany. Like.
No. I fuck with you so hard. I do appreciate you. I think you are super intelligent. And I love your perspective.
Thank you.
I'm not joking right now when I say these things.
He means it this time, allegedly.
I mean it. And yo, man, like I love what you do, man. Keep shaking the table. I think it's dope.
Thank you. I appreciate that. And same I think to you. Proud of you.
I appreciate that too. And you know, and it was crazy. I feel like you know your table shaking. It's not even you're not even doing nothing crazy.
I'm just
like,
telling the truth.
You're just telling the truth and your truth. You know, and I think what's important is that like. What the internet needs to realize is that everybody has their own truth. You know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. I think the most annoying thing about the internet is that like, whether it's, you know, how many bodies you got or fucking how you wanna like cook your salmon, motherfuckers get heated when it's not the way you know it to be true.
Yeah.
You know? And I think it's important that you have people that provide different perspectives. And
same here. I agree with that. I think the world needs more speech, not less of it. So people should keep speaking up and saying their perspective.
Yeah.
Because, I mean, I'm not a cult leader. I don't give a fuck if people think like me. You're still going to hear me.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, thank you for having me. I had a great time.
Yeah, I love that you pulled up, and I appreciate you. And I wish you the best. What can we look forward to you? If there's anything you want to plug?
Who fucking knows?
Who the fuck knows? No one knows anything. We could all die tomorrow. Yeah. A fiery, burning crash. Who knows? On that note, wow. Hey, y'all. Happy New Year. Thank you for watching another episode of the No Chaser Podcast. Hope y'all enjoyed. Make sure you like, comment, subscribe. All that bullshit. Make sure you follow Brittany Renner. Make sure you follow me. Make sure you follow everybody on everything. And hey, have a great year. Peace.